A bill in the state legislature aims to recreate the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. The program was shut down in 2003. The program is mirrored after the Depression-era Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC, which was responsible for much of the state park infrastructure that still exists today here in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. He covered last week's public hearing on the Wisconsin Conservation Corps bill. Sean, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, can you give us some backstory, some history? Where did the Wisconsin Conservation Corps come from anyway?
The Wisconsin Conservation Corps, you know, the state program itself actually didn't date back as far as, the national one. I mean, it was born, I believe, in 1983, which was when some of the other state Conservation Corps programs around the country were going away. So it existed from 1983 till 2003, when it was a casualty of budget cuts. You know, the state was cutting back a lot of programs. It was one of them.
So from 1983 to 2003, in those 20 years, what were some of the milestones for this Wisconsin Conservation Corps?
I think they would just be scattered all over the state. You know, they would be a trail here, a bridge here, a boardwalk there, any number of projects around the state where young people would go into, public places and build these things. And, if this were to become law, it wouldn't just be those boardwalks and bridges and trails. But those are some of the things that people, I guess, recognize, and they would be stamped with a big sticker, Wisconsin Conservation Corps, to basically say we built it.
So would this bill reestablish the Corps pretty much the way it was, or would there be some significant differences?
I can't say exactly if it would be exactly the way it was. I mean, the way that the bill reads says it would create a Wisconsin Conservation Corps. So at that point forward, it's up to the state to decide what that's going to look like. And it's not exactly like this would be a state agency in and of itself. You know, these wouldn't be state workers exactly, Wisconsin Conservation Corps workers who'd be going around, fresh out of college or without college, going around the state and working on these projects. They would be people who would be potentially working for nonprofits who would get funding from the state through this Wisconsin Conservation Corps program.
Oh, so the idea is the Conservation Corps program from the state would dispense dollars, some grant funding to nonprofits that would then turn around and make these projects happen with the young people?
That's right. And it wouldn't have to be necessarily just nonprofits either. It could be a local government that says to the state, we have a trail that we want to work on public land, or a higher ed institution that could say the same thing. A university could sponsor a project like this, or it could be a nonprofit corporation, and they would come to the state and say, we think we have a project that that fits the Wisconsin Conservation Corps model. We have the type of staff, the type of workers we're supposed to have for this. And we have half of our funding secured from somewhere else, too. That's another provision in this bill. So it wouldn't be, exclusively funded through this Conservation Corps program. It'd be a mix of funding, but this would be, half of it.
Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is with us. We're talking about a bill that had a public hearing last week. It's on the Wisconsin Conservation Corps bill. And we want your thoughts on what it means to you if they would bring back the Conservation Corps. Were you part of it in the 80s, perhaps in the 90s? Are there projects today that you think could benefit by a state Conservation Corps? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. So, Sean, there was this public hearing on this proposal last Thursday before the Senate Natural Resources and Energy Committee. What did you take away from that gathering?
At least at this public hearing, there was nobody that came out and testified against this. There's been nobody that's kind of formally come out and lobbied against it. And, you know, you had pretty enthusiastic support from people who were associated in one way or another with the Conservation Corps that was eliminated in 2003. And one gentleman, Jerry Dare, chaired the board that oversaw the Conservation Corps when budget cuts ended the program. And he was just, the way that he talked about it was the way that you hear, Republicans talk about the need for work. You know, he said that this program put young people to work, gave them a work ethic, gave them some pride in what they did. They could come back away from a project after a year and say, I was part of building this. Another person who testified, who I think you're going to talk to coming up, said, you know, he was lost kind of after high school and found the Conservation Corps and it gave him a direction in life.
Sean, there is this idea that there is this need for work, but we're looking at it an extremely strong economy in Wisconsin. We're looking at spending, you know, millions of dollars to get people to come and work in Wisconsin. Do we need this type of bill and this type of work out there for these young people?
You wouldn't be talking about a huge workforce here. I mean, I think it's as far as like state programs, it would be up to $400,000 worth of programs per year potentially under this bill. So you're not talking about a huge workforce. But it would spell out who would be part of that workforce, okay? So it wouldn't just be anybody could sign up and become a Wisconsin Conservation Corps crew member. They'd have to be between the ages of 16 and 25, and half of the work crew members on each project would have to have no college education, and they'd have to have a family income of not more than 200% of the federal poverty level. So just, put that in some context, you're looking at like $49,000 for a family of four would be 200% of the federal poverty level. So they're looking for specific kinds of workers. And it's as much about repairing, you know, damage and decay to the infrastructure of state parks as it is to what I just described earlier, kind of sending that message of a work ethic, of pride in work.
Would it be up to the organization that puts forth a proposal for funding to find those specific workers for their project?
They have to go out and get the people, and then they have to tell the state, we have them. This is our workforce. This is our funding. You know, we got half of our funding from somewhere else. And then it's up to the state to say, you know, you've met all the criteria. Here's your Wisconsin Conservation Corps grant. That's the way that I understand it.
So you reported that nobody testified against it last week and no groups have reported lobbying against it. Is this a plan that could sail through the legislature or are there some hurdles up ahead?
No, I wouldn't say it's something that could sail through the legislature because it's January and the legislature may get out of town in February or probably March at the latest is the way that they're talking. So there's a limited amount of time, and it's had a hearing in a Senate committee, but that's it. And just because this is something that people kind of speak glowingly about, a similar bill had a hearing in the Assembly last session, passed committee on an 11-2 vote. But it never got a vote in the full Assembly, never got a vote in the full Senate. So this is an issue, an idea that's been out there for a little while, and it hasn't gone anywhere. You know, it does have a price tag to it, so that's always going to require some convincing. I think the thing that gives it a better shot this time around is last session it was sponsored by a Democrat. This session, it has Republican sponsors. Republicans, of course, run state government in a pretty commanding way. So having Republican sponsorship probably gives it a better chance of passage this time around. But just given the timing of everything, I don't think you'd say that it's going to sail.
So it's the second time we've seen a bill like this?
At least. It may have been up before then, but that just in kind of cruising back through previous legislative sessions. I know it was here last session, and it was sponsored by Democrats. Got that 11-2 vote in committee. There were a couple of Republicans who voted against it. I don't know what their concerns were, but it is a bill that spends state money.
Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. He covered last week's public hearing on the Wisconsin Conservation Corps bill. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at SJohnsonWPR. What are your thoughts on bringing back the Conservation Corps? Were you part of it in the 80s, perhaps the 90s? Are there projects today that could benefit by the State Conservation Corps, if there would be one? Join in at 800-642-1234. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll return after a news update. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would provide funding to contract with a nonprofit organization to give disadvantaged youth the opportunity to work in conservation of the state's natural resources. For decades, it was known as the Conservation Corps. We're looking at a bill that would bring the program back on this hour of the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Willie Bittner is the operations manager and co-founder of WisCorps, a nonprofit conservation group that could qualify for state funding if the Wisconsin Conservation Corps is reestablished. Willie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me this morning.
You testified last week in support of the bill in the public hearing. You said you were feeling lost after graduating from high school and you decided to join the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. Pick up the story from here. What happened?
Yeah, I was looking for direction in life. It was 2000, and I was trying to figure out where I wanted to go. I went to the Pearl State Park, which was near my hometown, and knew they had a Wisconsin Conservation Corps program. So I applied, got accepted, and quickly went from being a core member to assistant crew leader to a crew leader of the program when it ended. And we did projects all around Pearl State Park, and then we did projects that we worked around western Wisconsin, where actually multiple conservation corps in the different cities around the area would come together and work on. And it really gave me great direction in life, gave me pride in the work. We worked with project sponsors who, you know, took great pride in the skills. And so I was kind of introduced to the Civilian Conservation Corps, because I realized at that point that the Civilian Conservation Corps had done a lot of the work in the state parks.
So what specific work were you doing? What were the specific projects you were working on?
Yeah, one of the more highlighted projects that I worked on was a staircase going from the bottom to the top of Brady's Bluff. It was over 600 wooden steps, and it took multiple years to finish. And my crew was a crew that actually finished the project. So being able to put that WCC logo on that project, you know, every time I walk out with friends or family and all my kids, it's great memories.
Oh, your kids walk those steps now.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, that must feel pretty remarkable. So in 2009, you co-founded WisCorps, which is a nonprofit conservation group that's based in La Crosse. What exactly does WisCorps do?
Yeah, so WisCorps does a lot of the similar work to what the WCC did, and that was a part in founding WisCorps, was to bring back an organization to help out the state parks, cities, counties all around the state doing work that the WCC used to do. When the WCC was shut down in 2003, I was actually on the crew in 2001 when they went through their first cuts. So it gave me great drive to actually travel around the country working for other corps, learning about how corps worked to bring back a conservation corps to Wisconsin.
We had a caller who wasn't able to stay on the line, and he said he doesn't support the revival of the Conservation Corps because of this feeling that this kind of work should be left to professionals. What would your response be?
Yeah, my response is we're able to train these youth and young adults to do professional quality work. They're actually, you know, sometimes even working alongside of professionals on projects to make sure that quality of work is really high. We want them, when they leave the Conservation Corps, that they might be able to find a job in a similar field. And we actually have a lot of success stories where these individuals, our alumni off the cruise, are getting hired on by the DNR, by the Park Service, right after leaving the cruise.
Oh, so they get the on-the-job training, and that really helps prepare them for a career path.
Yeah, it's a career path program. So, you know, they, like you said, they get the on-the-job training. We also provide skills in, like, interviews, resumes, and, you know, skills that they can be able to find their next job. And then the alumni group to be able to, you know, have access to so they can, you know, talk to other individuals that went through the program and be able to, you know, take the next steps to finding that job.
Let's bring in a call now. Angie joins us from De Pere. Hi, Angie.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I am calling just to talk about my personal experience. My brother did the Montana Conservation Corps. My other brother did the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. And then I did the National Conservation Corps, which is NCCC. And I know for all of us that AmeriCorps program was beneficial in different ways. Personally, for me, I went to college. I had done 3 years. I was drinking way too much alcohol, and I realized this is not the direction I wanted to go into. And so I looked at AmeriCorps, and I thought, okay, I'll do this program. It will get me out of Wisconsin. I will be able to meet people in different area, work and do stuff that I have never done before. So personally, it would help me grow. And then also, I get money for school. That was kind of my reimbursement for giving my time to do this program. And that's something that I haven't heard about yet, as with the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. Is there also a scholarship at the end of the program that people get for their school as well?
Angie, thanks for the call. Great question. And Willie, go ahead.
Yeah, currently how the bill is written, it's written to partner with AmeriCorps. So there may be some AmeriCorps scholarships available for the participants in the program, depending on how long the projects are. And currently, WISCOR, you know, also has is able to give out education awards for AmeriCorps on certain crews on projects that they do, and that provides a great benefit. That was one of the great benefits of the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. It provided me a scholarship to be able to get my education at a tech school in business management, and ultimately come back and found a Conservation Corps.
Angie, thanks for the call. Angie said this was life-changing. What role, Willie, would WISCOR play should the State Conservation Corps come back?
WISCOR could be one of the many organizations that could apply to be able to get some of the state funding to be able to do some of the work around the state. So as mentioned earlier, Rashawn, there's a 50% match by the project sponsors to be able to have a project be done. So essentially whatever money the state gives, it will be matched by the project sponsor. And the state parks have a huge backlog of maintenance and work that needs to be done, so this would be greatly utilized.
How much would you expect these young workers to be paid for building these trails, these bridges, and doing this backlog of maintenance projects?
Yeah. You know, most core programs are minimum wage, but they also get their lodging and their food paid for when they're working for the Corps, and then there's usually some sort of scholarship tied to it also. And then it's really more about the experience and the connections that they get. You know, like I said before, we've had individuals make connections that they're able to get jobs, real jobs, right after they leave the Corps.
Talking right now with Willie Bittner, who is the operations manager, co-founder of WISCOR, a nonprofit conservation group that could qualify for state funding if the Wisconsin Conservation Corps is reestablished. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the state potentially paying young people to build trails and bridges and help maintain public lands. Is this a prudent use of state dollars or not? What kind of projects do you think would benefit from a state conservation corps? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to Scott now, who joins us from Madison. Hi, Scott.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I greatly support the program because back in 1973, there was a Youth Conservation Corps that was a federal program working off a Clam Lake Field Station in the Shawangunk National Forest, and it brought a lot of kids together that were, I think, 13 through 17 and had a great educational and training component to it, got kids for the first time out into the nature and taught them how to do a lot of things, how to get some job skills, how to work with other people. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's great training and great experience for children. And
Scott, were you in it in the
yes,
in the 70s?
Yes, in 1973.
In 73, as you said. Okay. And so what impact did it have on your life?
Well, I've been able to take my family back and walk the same trails and look at the trees that we planted that are mature trees now. And I went on to become a licensed biology teacher.
Where do you teach biology then?
Oh, I'm retired from teaching now.
You're retired from teaching, and it really led you on your career path to teach a biology teacher.
Yes.
Willie,
I think it's a great opportunity for the state. You know, there's so much that needs to be done in the parks, and these kids can take great pride in what they do and what they accomplish there.
Willie, what do you make of finding a greater connection with the environment and young people also creating bonds with each other on these really physical projects?
Oh, it's truly amazing. We're, an unplugged conservation corps. So when someone comes to work for our conservation corps, they leave their cell phones, DVD players, MP3 players, whatever behind. And they really get to have a bond with nature and the crew. And it's amazing. You have, you could have a high school dropout and someone from a well-off family on the same crew. And the bonds that they make, they would never be friends in normal life. And it's amazing seeing a crew grow together, and we really try to build each crew so it's really unique, and you're bringing individuals together that normally wouldn't hang out. So it's truly amazing, and for them to see things in nature for the first time that they might not have seen before is, that's why I do the work.
Is that hard for them to unplug, to say, put their cell phones aside and just focus on the work and what's the task at hand and working together?
Initially it might be, but by the end of the time that they're done with the program, they're pretty happy that they left their phones behind. They're excited. They've learned new things. A lot of them really want to take a look back at the use that they use their phones and technology.
Let's go to Phyllis now, who joins us from De Pere. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. I think it's an absolutely wonderful idea, but I have a question. Can this only happen if it's included in the funding in the 2019 budget? Because I'm really concerned about that. Is this just a political ploy, and then it will be cut out in the budget?
Oh, so Phyllis is wondering, is this a one-off thing, or would there be continuity in this? Willie, what do we know?
Yeah, I mean, what we know from the bill that's in place right now is there's up to $400,000. So it's not any certain amount of money. It just is up to that. And once this bill gets in place, and this bill we've been trying to, work with to get this bill in place since 2009. So it's had a long path to get here. And this is the most traction it's had with the bipartisan support. But ultimately, it gives the avenue for, there to be funding from the state to be able to help out with this. And as many of us know, there is a big backlog in the state parks, and this would definitely help out state parks, cities, other public lands around the state.
Phyllis, great question. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Ron in Soldiers Grove. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Go ahead. go ahead.
I just think that it's really beneficial because when I was 13, I actually worked for CITE. I worked for the CETA program, they called it at the time. But what we did is we built a trail from the swimming area to the camping area in the CITE Hollow Park here in Boone County. And there was about, probably 20 of us kids. And I just found it that in later in life, like I'm 55 now, and it just gave me the drive to want to go and get a job and work. And, you know, I mean, I worked from the time I was 12 till I was 18 through that program. It was for low-income people and children and stuff, you know, from the ages of 12 to 18. And I actually worked for the high school as a janitor, too. But I just remember one of the best things that I did is when I when they took us to CITE Hollow and they gave us that job, and how much it felt good to you to be able to build a trail and clean up the woods in the area. But I just know that I remember one thing that comes to mind, and what really helped me is when I was 13, one day I didn't want to go to work, and my boss came right over to the house and wanted to know what was wrong, and all I was going to do is stay home. And he actually picked me up and said, you know, Ron, you have to be here every day. And that's why I think today, even at 55, I go to work every day on my own.
Ron, thank you so much for that story. Amazing story there, Willie. Question, how many work on a project, and what is the ratio that is ideal for mentors to teens, to the youth?
Yeah, the program that we've built around is having, you know, two crew leaders to 4 to 5 core members. It's a pretty small ratio. It's really effective in having good relationships built with individuals on the crew. And, you know, it's most effective for being able to get the work project done and not having a whole lot of people. The nice thing is if you want to have multiple crews put together, you have a bigger project or something, you know, specialty crews can be made. But those smaller ratios are really nice. And, you know, like Ron said, it builds bonds.
Well, this has been a decade-long pursuit for you. How much of an investment would the state need to make in order to make the Wisconsin Conservation Corps a really worthwhile program?
You know, even if, you know, they've had for $400,000, but even if they would start with like $100,000 to $200,000, they could start seeing results in the within the public lands around the state, and you'd start seeing individuals, you know, being able to have success stories. And, you know, with the closing of the adolescent prison, you know, if you keep one person out of there, it would easily pay for that program.
Jerry on Facebook says, after the discussions about the Lincoln Hills facility for troubled youth yesterday in our conversation in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm wondering if somehow Wisconsin Conservation Corps could incorporate these students in rehabilitation efforts. This seems like it would be a great way to reintegrate them back into society. What do you make of that?
The old Wisconsin Conservation Corps actually did. You know, I led a crew up in Black River Falls working with the adolescent or inmates up there actually on a conservation crew. So the old Wisconsin Conservation Corps actually had programs. And it was really, you know, fond memory of me of working with that crew up in Black River Falls on projects.
Before we let you go, how hopeful are you that this legislation will pass the session and that Governor Walker would sign it into law?
You know, I'm more hopeful than I ever have been before. The shortened session will definitely, you know, could keep it out. But again, I'm really excited with bipartisan support. I think this program would provide a ton of great projects and make a difference in a lot of Wisconsin youth. So there's a better chance than there ever has been before.
Willie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Willie Bittner is the operations manager and co-founder of WisCorps, a nonprofit conservation group that could qualify for state funding if the Wisconsin Conservation Corps is reestablished. We're exploring the prospect of bringing it back and entertaining your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. projects under the Wisconsin Conservation Corps proposal might include trail construction, invasive species management. It might include lake and stream restoration. The bill could also be a way to address old infrastructure in state parks and recreation areas. We're exploring this legislation on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's bring in State Representative Joel Kitchens, a Republican from Sturgeon Bay, who is a co-sponsor of the bill to reinstate the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. Representative Kitchens, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
So why should the Wisconsin Conservation Corps be reestablished?
Well, you know, we have a big backlog of projects that need to be done, especially in our state parks, I think. And at the same time, we have, you know, while our unemployment rate is very, very low right now, we still have a number of young people that, you know, struggle with the soft skills sort of holding a job and that kind of thing. So this will provide mentorship for those people, allow them to make some money, maybe save for college, and then at the same time, you know, help complete these projects we desperately need to complete.
We've been hearing Governor Walker and others say that Wisconsin doesn't have a shortage of jobs, but a shortage of skilled workers to fill those jobs. How do you see the Conservation Corps helping with that?
Well, that's exactly right. We don't have a shortage of jobs right now, but you know, it's primarily aimed at underprivileged young people that, again, lack sort of these soft skills of showing up for a job, how to interact with coworkers, with your boss, and that kind of thing. So I think it would provide that, the leadership and the mentorship to teach those skills so that they can enter the workforce and be successful.
You have some big state parks in your district, namely Peninsula, Whitefish Dunes, Newport. How would areas like those benefit from a Conservation Corps being reestablished?
Yeah, and we do it. Yeah, in Door County, we have 5 state parks, so it's a big part of the tourism economy and brings a lot of people in there, of course. So we do have a backlog, though, in those parks as well as around the state, in these projects in the infrastructure, and we're trying to address that in legislation. But this would provide, you know, a less expensive way to get some of these projects done, and again, sort of be a win-win for everyone, where we can help these young people and give them these life skills, and at the same time, complete these important jobs.
There hasn't been a fiscal analysis done on this legislation yet. Do you have a rough idea of what it might cost the state to relaunch the Corps?
Well, no, we don't. Yeah, like you said, we don't have a fiscal estimate. Half the money would be coming from the National and Community Service Board through these grants, and then it would be up to the different departments, say the DNR, if they had a project, you know, that they needed to have done, they would then, you know, apply for the grant, and it would have to go before the Joint Finance Committee to get sort of passive approval of that. So it's hard to know until we know how many projects would really qualify for it, but they're working on getting a fiscal estimate of some sort.
Do you see many projects in the pipeline if this would pass?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, we just allocated some money particularly aimed at the most used state parks, including Peninsula and Devil's Lake, which are the you know, they're the easily the most used
high traffic
state parks in the system.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. So those are a high priority, that they get so much use, and there's a lot of wear and tear on the, you know, the plumbing, everything else in the, you know, in the facilities, as well as, like you said, the trails, invasive species control, all of that. So I think there's no shortage of jobs to be done.
Brandy on Facebook says, why do Corps workers have to be poor? It seems like they're the ones who should be going to college or at least technical school to help in their families and to help in their futures. It seems like the Corps just keeps them away from the education they need.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think that the aim of it is to, you know, again, give them those skills, let them earn some money so that they can put it towards college or whatever. This is by no means, you know, an end of the road job. This is just a launching point. So I think that, again, through the mentorship and that kind of thing, you know, the idea is that these kids are going to have a brighter future and get the technical training, the college that they need, you know, in the workplace.
We heard earlier from Willie Bittner, who said this has been an effort to get this bill through for a decade, since 2009, almost a decade. Why do you think similar efforts in past legislative sessions have failed?
Well, you know, it ended in 2003. They had some budget issues at that time and ended it. And I think it was a mistake. It's not a terribly expensive program. And again, there have been efforts to bring it back. I'm not sure of the entire history of that, why it didn't happen. I'm sure that it's primarily just the cost of it. But I don't see that being a real obstacle at this point.
Let's bring in Jeff, who joins us from Delafield. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Listening to the conversation, this is an exciting opportunity to create opportunities for youth and to get them out in nature and to hopefully learn a conservation ethic and to get some badly needed projects done at our state parks. But I'm wondering about expanding that and opening it up to older or anybody really that wants to volunteer their time, maybe retired people that just want to get out in nature, and maybe they could mentor some of these younger people and build relationships and things like that. Has there been any consideration for that that type of strategy?
Jeff, thanks so much. Yeah, Representative, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And I agree with you. I think that, you know, learning that conservation awareness is a part of the program as well. I think at this point we're kind of keeping it simple. We're modeling it after the previous program. But I think that's a great idea. And certainly our state parks, all of our parks have, you know, friends groups and all with, you know, especially sort of senior citizens that come in and help. So I think there would still be a great deal of interaction between these people working for the Conservation Corps with the volunteers from the area. But that's a good idea to, you know, hopefully this will be successful and we can continue to expand it.
As Jeff mentioned, Wisconsin has a long conservation ethic history, a long tradition of adhering to conservation tactics. Would a program like this underscore that long history, that long tradition?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that's one of the benefits of it, that we certainly do have a history as you know, being a leader in that area, and this would help reinforce that. And you know, there's always concern with young people not getting out into nature these days, that, you know, there's a lot of talk, they spend too much time behind the computer, that kind of thing. This is an opportunity to get them out there and into nature and understanding it and appreciating it.
Let's go to Lori now in Green Bay. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Yeah, your guest mentioned that there's a backlog on so many of these projects that need to get done in parks, but yet how many years ago was it that the Republicans defunded the state park system? So why should we expect that they're going to pass something like this that's actually pro-state park?
Well, that's a separate topic, and we could get into that for a very long time. I will say that yes, in the last budget, the move was made to have the state parks be sort of self-supporting, and I was very skeptical of that, and actually I put in a budget motion to take that out, but it stayed in there. But honestly, through some different changes within the system, we now have a bigger surplus than we've had in the past. So I think actually our state parks are doing pretty well right now, but there still is this backlog that's a number of years old. You know, and part of the reason that we do have that bit of a surplus right now is that there has been great usage the last couple of years, and weather is part of that. And but anyway, I think that that's a separate issue. And
yeah, Lori,
this is an effort. It's a bipartisan effort to help address these problems.
Lori, thanks for the call. Nobody testified against the bill at last week's public hearing, and no groups have lobbied against it. How hopeful are you that this proposal would pass the legislature?
You know, I guess I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic. It's had hearings in both houses now, and we have to have executive sessions to move it so that it can go onto the floor. You know, it gets tough when you get to the end of the session like this to get things scheduled. So, I'm again, cautiously optimistic. There is not any big opposition to it, and it has very broad bipartisan support. So, you know, I'm hopeful. If it doesn't, we'll bring it back again and maybe get it in sooner next time so that we're not into this scramble at the end of the session this time.
Let's bring in Ann in Green Bay. Hi, Ann.
Hello. I know over the years a lot of the waysides on the rural highways have been closed, so I'm just wondering if the Conservation Corps would consider using, you know, the people that do this to get the waysides open up and running again.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility, but it would be up to the departments to, you know, to apply for the grant to get that done. But yeah, I agree with you. I think there are a number of those waysides that have been left to fall apart, and this would certainly could certainly fit into that.
Let's bring in Laura now in Cuba City. Hi, Laura. Go ahead. Laura, are you there? Nope. David in Bayfield. David, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Northern Bayfield County, and you know, one of the things that we're experiencing is, you know, due to budgetary constraints, some of our northern national forest campgrounds have closed down, and I'm just, you know, I just, this seems like a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. It's a good thing, but funding in general has been cut for national forests.
Representative
Kitchens. Yeah, I'm not sure what to say about that. It's obviously not going to solve all of our problems, and that's sort of a national thing there. But, you know, budgets have been tight, and the economy's doing very well right now, but we're still coming out of a recession where lots of programs were cut, and that contributed to the big backlog of projects that we have.
Representative Kitchens.
This is one part of the solution.
Yeah, and as we wrap up, can you sum up for us why you would like lawmakers and Governor Walker, why you think it would be wise for them to sign off on this proposal?
You know, I just think, it's a win-win. It's something that on several fronts it would have great benefit. We at least make a dent in those projects that we desperately need to have, you know, completed. We need our parks to be, you know, sort of shining stars that people really want to come to. And then at the same time, it teaches those job skills, lets the young people earn some money, whether they're going to go into college or whatever, but learn those skills so that they can hold a job and be successful. And then at the same time, again, it increases the awareness of, you know, of nature and conservation. So I think just all around, it's a great program.
Representative Kitchens, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
State Representative Joel Kitchens is a Republican from Sturgeon Bay. He's a co-sponsor of a bill to reinstate the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. Earlier in the hour, we heard from WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson and WisCorps Operations Director Willie Bittner. This hour of the morning show was produced by Bill Martins and Nyasia Ellison. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.